Hi, I'm Nick, and in this tutorial we're going to be looking at fixing old photographs. Now, I'm sure if you're anything like me, you have loads of old prints lying around from the pre-digital era, and quite often you might want to scan those in or re-photograph them or get them onto a computer somehow. And when you do that, you discover that the print quality is quite low, or the prints have become damaged, there are spots on them, scratches, or the colors have gone crazy. And here in this tutorial we'll be looking at how you can get the best out of those pictures using the GIMP. Okay, so the first thing I will do is load up some pictures I scanned with a variety of different problems. Quick tip here, if you want to load multiple images into GIMP, when you have the dialog open, if you hold down the control key, you can select multiple files and it will open them all in different windows. Okay, so see the other ones have loaded behind there. Right, the first picture we're going to look at is this rather fetching family photograph. Someone isn't too happy. That's my brother. Now, one thing that can happen with old photographs is that the quality of the colours changes, or the colours themselves change due to the chemical nature of the prints. Now, this one isn't too bad, and it may be difficult, depending on the quality of your display and the encoding of the video, to tell in this particular tutorial. But I'm going to show you the sort of things that you can do with a GIMP to fix colours anyway. The first port of call is the colour balance. Now, this has three options: shadows, midtones, and highlights, and three sliders to adjust between cyan and red, magenta and green, and yellow and blue. Now, quite often in these old photographs, and I'll start with the shadows, I think, quite often in these old photographs, the colours tend to shift conveniently to the left of these sliders, to cyan, magenta, and yellow. So we can usually fix them just by increasing red, green, and blue. Blue, not quite so much. And like I say, that looks better on my screen already. Another option, or an additional option, is to use the hue and saturation control, which you'll find in the same color menu. It's the second item down there. Now, this controls a color shift around the wheel of colors, if you like. And quite often, pictures can be fixed by moving this slightly to the right again. And not too much. Now, if your picture takes on an unreal sort of color quality, you can tone down the saturation a bit as well. With this bottom slider. And there we have a fixed picture. Like I say, this now looks fine on my screen. Yours may vary depending on how the colors are set up. So that's fixing colors, and there is no sort of magic recipe for that. You really do have to tweak with the sliders until it looks right, but it's a fairly simple operation. So save that one and I'm saving this out as a PNG. You can use any format you like. Okay, and while that one's saving, we can move on to the next one. Now, just a couple of seconds for the dialog to clear the screen. Now, this one is quite typical of an old black and white photograph. Depending on the paper used and the chemicals, and this one was taken in the 60s sometimes, depending on the paper used, quite often, and how the picture is stored, quite often the black fades to a sort of browny grey, and you lose detail in the picture. Now, one thing we can immediately do is switch to grayscale, because this is a black and white picture. And see, that option is in the image mode. If you've scanned in color, you probably want to convert the image to grayscale. If it's black and white, it makes things a bit easier. Now, you might look at this and think, well, there's not much we can do with that. But actually, these sort of photographs are the easiest to fix. And if I look in the color menu again and choose curves. Okay, now this graph shows where the range of values in the image are to be found. You can see they're all clumped in the middle. So what effectively we want to do is increase the contrast. Now you can't just adjust contrast from the color menu, but it's a fairly broad brush tool. With the color curves, or the black and white curves in this case, you can get a much more fine-tuned adjustment. So what I'm going to do is just bring up the white levels. White levels are at the right-hand side of the graph, if you like, and the darks are on the left-hand side. You can see from the scales on the graph. And what we want to do is effectively make the top part of this area be white and the bottom part be black. So we'll end up with a classic sort of S shape, with the range of values now going from black to pretty much white. And you might want to tweak this a bit depending. Obviously, GIMP gives you a live update, so you can see the picture changing as you move these points around. That shirt is a little bright, so you might want to move it that way a bit. I think it was probably overexposed in the original photograph. But you can see already how much extra detail has been brought out in that photograph. And that was a really simple operation. So I'm going to select that. I mentioned the brightness and contrast. Like I say, you can adjust it here, but you usually get a lot more fine control if you use the curves. Okay, so I won't bother saving that one because it took too long before. Okay, now our final problem, which you will undoubtedly come across, are these sort of marks, scratches, spots. That looks like a stray hair that didn't belong to the dog. And some of these can be easy to fix and some of them can be tricky to fix. Unfortunately, most of these ones are quite easy to fix. So the first thing we should do is zoom in on the problem area. A quick tip for you: if you have a mouse with a wheel on it, hold down Control and scroll the wheel up and you will zoom in. Now, this spot obviously isn't supposed to be here. GIMP has a tool, the healing tool. You'll find it here. It looks like a couple of plasters. In the icon in the toolbox. If we select that, it has the same sort of options as the clone tool. And when we move the cursor onto the image, you'll see we have at the moment a sort of circle shape. It's just a bit smaller than the spot. If you want to change the size of that, just adjust the scale slider. Get a bigger spot. Now what we need to do with this tool is first hold down the Control key and select an area of the image which is okay. So that could be any of these bits. And what it does is then it tries and makes whatever area of the image you then apply the tool to be similar to the area that you've selected. So if I just click on that spot, you'll see like magic, it disappears. And if I find some more spots. They're gone. It is quite magic. Now, sometimes, and I'll scroll out a bit again, zoom in on this strange hair. Sometimes it might not work quite so well as this, in which case you might want to use the clone tool itself, which works in a very similar way, and I'll just show you how that works. This is the clone tool, this thing that looks like a stamp. And what that does is it effectively copies one part of the image to another. So whatever is in the area that you control click on is copied to wherever you click. Now that can be useful for larger areas, rips in the photograph, funny scratches, things like this, where the healing tool might not work quite so well because the area affected is too large. Okay. And obviously I could repeat that process on all of those spots and blemishes. I could spend quite some time on this. So those are the three most common problems with your scanned imprints. If you have any specific problems with pictures or image manipulation, please write into the PC Answers and we'll do our best to try and fix them for you. Thank you.